harvest of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I say that. I picked some yesterday that was a little bit on the small side and ate me a stew with onions and ate me a belly full last night. Stayed up a lot of night, my belly got a little tore up, but I ate me a belly full and it was good to me. Now, probably later on tonight, I'm going to fry me some of these up.
Now it's asking for another belly. You know how you are, you can't stop once
but
you start eating.
I'm going to eat them until I get sick of them. I've been craving some of these for a long time. Now, let's talk about these varieties.
Those right there, that's what I like to call good eating size.
Good eating size. Now, some people like them a little bit bigger than this, but the blooms are just coming off the end of these right here.
That's
the
way
I
like to pick them.
Yep. And this variety is?
Golden Delight.
And this variety?
Gold Prize.
Gold Prize. This Golden Delight is a yellow zucchini, which I've been growing for a couple of 3 years now.
Those are nice, productive. I like those.
Yes, sir.
And then that, the old straight neck, the Gold Prize is a good one to grow. Those are good. Let's I like to eat these things. Take your knife, cuts a little piece right there. I like to kind of try them raw.
We was up Maine a couple of years ago, and they did a taste study on this. You remember that?
Yeah.
They did cut some up, taste them around. We had to pick out which one we liked the best. Some little bit of ranch dressing, salt and pepper is all you need.
Those are fine right there.
And you know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the grocery store, I have a hard time buying squash because I know what they pump into them, but I know exactly what has been put
in there. Ain't no neonicotinoids in that. All right, let's say hey to everybody before we get too far into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Row by Row Garden Show. I'm Travis.
I'm Greg.
And super excited to have you with us. This is our one-year anniversary of the Row by Row Show. Our show was 1 year old as of today.
Yep.
We made it a whole year. Thank you, everybody, for... that's been with us since the beginning, and even the viewers that we picked up in the last few weeks. We're really appreciative of all your views, all your support, all your comments and shares and all that good stuff. Really inspires us to keep doing what we're doing. And we hope, even though the giveaway is today, we hope you continue to comment heavily and continue to share heavily, because the more comments, the more shares we get, the more people see our videos, the more the show grows, the more we like to do it, and the more we can kind of ramp it up.
And we enjoy the interaction out there. Even though we feel like we're pretty good at what we do, there's a lot of you out there that are better than what we are and have more experience, and we also learn from you as you learn from us. So it's a great community to have. It's great to interact and learn from one another and help one another out.
That's right. That's right. And so in the past few weeks, we were getting people to comment for the giveaway, which we're going to do later on in the show. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on what you'd like to see as a future show topic in the upcoming year. So,
what would be helpful for you?
Yeah, what would be helpful for you? So put those in the comments, and we've got a list of ideas we go through every week. But you know, hearing what you guys want to see us talk about is always great. We like to keep everybody happy. So
sure.
Put those in the comments. And so you've got squash. I planted later than you. Mine are probably going to start blooming sometime soon, but they look good.
Whatever.
They look good.
I'm eating squash.
I did sneak out of your garden while you was out of town, and I think my cucumbers look a little better than yours do. I think you're going to regret not trellising yours.
I burned them a little bit.
Yeah.
I did. I knew what happened. But they rebounded pretty good. And I got a little bit of cucumbers. I'll be eating cucumbers.
Pickles or slicers? Or both?
Pickles. I got both, but I'll be eating me some pickles before long. I'm talking about next 3 or 4 days.
I want to show you this right here. Now this, well, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pay at least, because I've been in the grocery store and checked and see, at our local Publix, they charging $5 or $6 for that right there. But that's the Starfighter variety. So this is more of a kind of a leaf lettuce. And that's pretty right there. You talking about taking some of that, putting it on a BLT,
mm-mm,
nice and green.
Yep.
I haven't shot any fertilizer to this, except last night I did. But it ain't hit it that quick. But all I did was take some of that good chicken manure compost, work it in, and plant it on top of it.
It's growing fast right now. Now I'm just going to show you this, and if you got no words for it, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I still don't understand why you grow them flat kohlrabis. I should have brought some. I got some that big, but mine
just ain't got nothing for this.
Mine are round. Yours look like an heirloom tomato.
Let's just leave it at that.
I think you got some nutrient deficiencies growing flat kohlrabi.
I may have a secret to you that you're envious of.
Yeah?
All right. Corn's growing, man. I tell you, everything in the garden is just kicking. My corn is growing. I know I measured every night before I go in the house because I stay in the garden. It's still dark. I measured every night. I believe it's growing 6 to 8 inches a day.
Yeah, mine's in that, starting to be in that takeoff phase.
Mine's almost titty high.
Wow.
Almost. By tomorrow, it probably will be.
I'm just getting ready to heal mine for the first time. I got okra. My people always, I don't know if they always believe me when I talk about how productive that jambalaya okra is, but I got okra plants this tall, I ain't kidding you, putting on okra pods.
Yeah, I'm not far behind you on that one.
And they were slow to get going. And I don't know why I didn't remember this, but the okra transplants, they take a little more water than most transplants do to get them going. Lettuce doesn't take a whole lot of water, but the okra does. And we finally got some heat, and now they're starting to take off.
We had a customer from South Carolina call the other day and said he had some bad luck with our okra seed. And, you know, I talked to him and I told him the same thing again. You cannot plant okra in cool dirt. It just will not come up. And I've made a mistake time and time again because you're so pumped up, you want to get in the ground. You got to wait that dirt warms up for that okra, especially if you're going to direct seed it, if you're going to put it in the ground.
That's right. Taters, won't be long before we dig taters.
True, I got bloom. Taters. I got taters.
My red taters, there's a few of my plants starting to, you know, this late in the year, they can start to get a little disease on them a little
pulled
bit.
Pulled my onions yesterday.
Pulled all of them?
Yes, I did. Got them laying out there cured right now. And I made a good crop of onions.
Yeah. Actually, I had one, I'm telling you.
Yeah, now, careful.
But mine are doing something weird. I don't know if it's because I've been keeping the water to them, but they're not necessarily falling over. They're just kind of drying up from the top down.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot falling over there, but I knew I needed to get them up, so it was time.
I have to do mine in rounds because I don't want to pull. So I pulled about a third of mine. I got them drying on the ground. I'll put them in the barn today and pull the rest of them.
Yep.
All right, and next week, just heads up, we got a nice little sunflower video coming out talking about planting pro-cut sunflowers with a garden seeder, which works amazing.
Amazing.
So be on the lookout for that video next week. Now, so before we get to the giveaway, we did have a question last week from Justin Smith, and I thought since this was our 1 year anniversary, be a good time to kind of address this, give some folks a little background on us since they've been watching us so long. So Justin Smith, he said he wanted to know, how do we get in the garden business and what keeps us working at it year after year? So I figured we'd start off and let you tell your story, kind of how you got here, and then where I come into play, I could kind of pick up there. So go ahead.
About 9 years ago, I had another business. I was in the pest control and the lawn care business that we had built up over a period of years. And a buddy of mine had another business too. And we came together and we started this business, Hoss Tools. His name is Sam. Sam and I started it. We got it up and going somewhat, and it got to be more than what it got to be where it's a lot to it. So we made some decisions. Sam wanted to continue in his business. So I bought Sam's part out and moved it all here to our location where we're at now. And about 3 years ago, I sold the other business I had, and I've been in this full time now. We had employees that worked full time for Hoss Tools, but I wasn't at it full time to just a few years ago. So that's kind of been the story. We started it because we thought there was a
back
need.
Back in, was it 2009?
Yep, 2009. We started the business because we thought there was a need for a USA tool manufacturer to manufacture tools in USA and offer support for those tools and to make quality heirloom tools like they used to be a long time ago. We just got tired of the fact that everything you bought was made in China, Taiwan, and when it tore up, you threw it away. You couldn't fix it. There wasn't no parts to be bought for it. You just threw away and got you another one. And we just didn't like that concept. So we thought, why not let's make tools like they used to that's going to last forever? And somebody's got a problem, they call somebody and you get a part for it. You can get support for it. So that was our theory when I started, or when we started. And that's kind of where we've gone now. We've evolved into some more things, such as the seeds this year. So that's kind of where we started and how we got close to the point where we are today.
Right. So I came on board in 2013. I was in Athens in graduate school up there, not real happy. And my wife had graduated law school and was down here, and we were married living apart, and this thing was starting to take off. And so I came and joined the team in 2013. And then back then, we were kind of halfway wholesale, halfway direct to consumer. And since then, we've shifted almost 100% direct to consumer, because we can control the quality more. We can provide better customer service, better support.
We have found our way, is the best way to put it, since you came aboard. We found our way better, and we're able to zero in and to do a better job and to serve our customers better, I think.
Yeah, and when I came on in 2013, we probably had 40, maybe 50 products. And then now we're, in the hundreds. So since then we added drip irrigation, we added all of our pest control stuff, fertilizers, and then now seeds. We'll probably end up doubling our seed offerings next year. So
my background is in horticulture and agriculture, been it all my life, in one form or fashion or another. So that's my background. Travis's background is in biology. So we kind of come together, and I have some
knowledge
he didn't have, and vice versa. He had some that I didn't have. I probably have a little bit, never mind. Anyway, it's a good, we work together good, and it's good that we bring different things to the table.
And we, a lot of our interaction with customers, and a lot of what we do is based on our video marketing, which we've really ramped up in the last year or two, and it's been really nice to see everybody's response to that and really encourage us.
Our customers are exactly like what we are, and that's what I love about this business, is we're dealing with people that's exactly like us. It makes it nice, because I've been in other businesses where you didn't deal with people like you. You might have dealt with the wealthy of the wealthy, and believe you me, that can be taxing on you. But our customers are honestly just good people, and I enjoy talking to them. I enjoy calling them. They call in, have a question, or they want to give us some input. I just enjoy the interaction. I enjoy doing the videos. I just enjoy everything about the business. It's not the most lucrative thing I've ever been into, but it's probably the most enjoyable.
Yeah, and we'll say we have some of the best customers out there.
Absolutely.
And since we brought the seed thing on, especially, we've been really, really pleased with the response from everybody on that. We're having a good year so far, and
we're thankful for that. And we practice what we preach. I mean, I stay out there in the garden, and Travis does too, till dark every day. That's my happy place. That's where I like to be. So,
do you want to speak on your visit to before we get in our questions? Your visit to Amish country?
Last week I was in Ohio for a few days, and I visited with some Amish that we do business with up there. And you know, it's wet up there. They've not planted their gardens. They're getting ready. I seen some onions planted, and they was planting some potatoes. Really wet. We had to wear a coat up there. It's still cool. So they're really getting juiced up there, and it's getting time for them. I think probably a couple more weeks if they have some dry weather, they're going to be getting it into the ground. But enjoy visiting with them. They're great people, and I always learn something every time I go.
Yeah, that little clip you had of those Belgians plowing that field was pretty neat.
Yep.
Interesting that it's wet up there and it's been dry as a bone down here. So.
Yep. And I got a friend up in Illinois that's a row crop farmer, and I was talking to them, but they're really wet too. They're behind 2 or 3 weeks.
I'd much rather farm in a dry year than a wet year.
You'll make more in a dry year than you a wet year. Key, a dry year you can get by.
The wet year you're going to be fighting disease and weeds. That drip tape, I ain't had to even weed between my rows in a couple of weeks.
Last year was a wet year, and the drip tape didn't pay off as much as it normally does because we had the rainfall. But I can tell you
it is
paying off this year.
All right. So let's get into, we're going to do four questions here that we had on last week's show, and then we're going to get into the much anticipated giveaway. So you want to read the first question there?
Brittany Moore says, love your videos. I am running into problems with my yellow squash and zucchini plants. This is the second year in a row the plants have grown to not even half its normal size and is already putting on flowers and creating tiny squash. this is really early in the year for South Georgia. Any suggestions? Should I rip them out and start again? Thank you.
I got you. I wouldn't say it's super early in the year to have squash. As you showed, it's not unusual. But if you're, we see this a lot where people are growing maybe squash or certain crops in the same place year after year. And what happens when you farm it hard year over year like that, you don't realize what's happening. Your pH is probably too low. You might not be getting enough fertilizer. If your pH is off and you're putting enough fertilizer, the plants can't get it. So, get your soil tested. Maybe you need to let that spot recover a little bit and kind of move where you're planting your squash. But we do hear that frequently. People that are growing the same crops, same place year over year, you can see some decline there, which means you need to take care of your soil a little bit better and maybe rotate a little bit better.
Yeah, and those, if you got yellowish leaves, that's a telltale sign you got not got enough fertilizer in there. So you got to have these real green leaves.
All right. Our second question comes from Rosenberger W. And he says, Greg mentioned using his sprayer to band fertilizer for his tomatoes. Could you explain in more detail? Great show.
Why, sure I can.
Sure.
So I learned this little trick. We used to do a demo garden down at Sunbelt Expo, and we had 3 days that this thing had looked wonderful. So I had to do some things down there to really pump it along. And we'd have several different varieties, regardless of the fact. Here's a little garden hack for you. If you don't have an injector to inject the drip system, or you don't even have a drip system, you're doing overhead one regardless, and you need to pump something up pretty quick, this is a good way to do it. So I take my 2 gallon sprayer, and I take my tip off right here.
So it's just going to be shooting
a stream out of there. Now you're going to pump it up some because you're putting out some water there.
Yeah.
But I take my 2 gallon sprayer.
Look
what I did.
Well, that's a long
way.
Long way
down there. All right. Now this is a half cup. This is 4 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So I put one of these in that 2 gallon sprayer. Let me get this right here. I didn't have everything ready. I put one of these in a 2 gallon sprayer, and I put 2 of these, which would be 1 cup of this in that, and I band about 3 or 4 inches right beside the plant, and you have to walk pretty good, and I band it right through there. And you can fertilize, you can spoon feed something real quick like that.
So you're just applying it kind of right off the edge of the plant foliage.
Right. Now, the key here is how much you put in there. You got to keep in mind, you want 1 cup of this, of the 20-20-20, or the Chilean nitrate, either one doesn't matter, and 2 cups of this. For just about everything. That being said, when your tomatoes get up and your corn gets up about knee high, those are only 2 things that I can really think about. You can get by with putting 2 of these in there.
Don't want to put it on the foliage though, because
you
will burn it.
Don't want to put it on the foliage, you will burn it. But if you got some corn you really need to pump up some tomato plants, put you 2 of them on there, but they need to be on up so they can take it up. Put you 2 of these on there, 2 of those on there, and get out of the way. By the way, we got that up on the site.
Yeah, so this is on the site, ready to go. We'll talk more about that next week, but if you want to go and get you some, it's there to be got. Just look under fertilizers and you'll see MicroBoost.
Oh, by the way, I did a little chart show what I did on that. So you are always doing these charts.
Okay.
These charts. Uh-huh. I wanted to do one.
Okay.
Let's see
what you came up with.
But I did a chart showing how you do that. So I drew a stick man. A stick man's got a sprayer and he's banding next to it 3 to 4 inches from base of plant.
I like that.
That's neat.
Do you do it in a straight line or a squiggly?
Now, this is squiggly as my plants.
Oh, okay.
But I'd go to a straight line right next to them.
I like that. That's a nice little diagram. Yeah.
I thought I should do one. All right.
Next question.
Next question is from Buckshots. Are the fish emulsion and fertilizer sold in stores ready for uptake by the tomato plants?
Simple answer to that is no. Any of your organic fertilizer, like your fish emulsion, stuff like that, it's going to be a much slower process. Like we mentioned last week, it's got to be broken down to those smaller chemical forms that can be absorbed by the plant cell wall, down to the ammonium or the nitrate level. So Fish Emotions work great. I like to recommend using them as a soil drench or kind of a pre-plant thing. Work really well for that to give you some slow release.
You got to have microbes in soil.
Right. I think they're an important part of any fertilizer program. If you add too many salts, you can run into some problems. So adding that organic fish stuff is always helpful. And I like to run some through my injector every month or so just to kind of keep from adding too many salts.
Fish Emulsion works better than warm weather than it does in cool weather because it doesn't convert as fast. Just thought I'd throw that out.
That's right. Last question. Jimmy Atterbury says, very informative. He's had a lot of issues with blossom en route in the past and think this info will help. What would be some good organic solutions for P and K, or phosphorus and potassium?
Just to rehash that a little bit, using nitrate fertilizers helps somewhat with blossom en route, still using ammoniacal or ammonia. Mm-hmm. So use as much nitrates as you can there on your tomatoes and stuff. A good organic source for phosphorus is bone meal. We used to use bone meal a lot back in the day on daylilies and things like that. It's a good source. Now, it's not quick. It has to be broken down somewhat. Mm-hmm. But bone meal is a great organic source for phosphorus. Plan ahead of time. If you got that phosphorus deficiency, put it out way in advance so that it'll be broken down and available.
Almost kind of like an amendment.
Yes. Potassium. There's two potassiums organics that come to my mind. There's hard rock phosphate and soft rock phosphate. I prefer the soft rock phosphate in a vegetable growing situation. Now, if I'm putting it out there and I need to put out a potassium, organic potassium for something that's going to be long term, you can use the hard rock, but it breaks down a lot slower. So it's going to be over a period of years that it breaks down, it's available to that plant. In an annual situation like we're doing with these vegetables, you want to use that soft rock phosphate. It's mined down in Florida. They mine it. It's a natural product. You put it out there and it's available to that plant a lot quicker. So soft rock phosphate for your garden and bone meal for potassium and soft rock phosphate for phosphorus.
What about wood ash? I've seen people using wood ash.
Yeah, wood ash is okay. It's been fine. Yeah. Back in the day, that's what everybody used to use back in the day.
Right. Back in the day. All right. So, good questions this week. Kind of moving a little fast this week, trying to get everything.
Yeah, we got some giveaways to do.
We're about to give away a heap of stuff for all our good viewers. A few rules before we do this, okay? We show them our... just to let everybody know.
So we're being honest here.
We're being honest. We got all our names for everybody that's commented on the show or shared the show, all that, in that little bucket there. You will have, so we'll mention the prize. We'll draw a name. There you have it. You got 1 week to claim your prize. You can claim it two ways. You can email us at custserve@hosstools.com.
And we'll need your address, by the way.
Yeah, we need your address to ship it out. Or you can give us a call. Our number is 1-888-672-5536. So you got 1 week as of the airing of this show to claim the prize. You can't win more than once because people got more than one entries in there. You can't win more than once. Whatever you get the first time is what you get. You can't change the prize. What you get is what you get. If you've already got one, give it to your neighbor. You'll use it some point down the line. The last one is they can't be related to us. My intern put these together, and some of our Kim folks comment on there. So
we got Kim folks that watch our show?
Apparently.
Man.
Apparently.
All right.
They must be bored. Okay, so let's get started on it.
You going to write them down?
Yes.
Am I going to draw them?
Yes. So let's show them what they're getting first.
Okay. The first one.
We're going to do this. We got several seed packets. So we've got a sunflower variety pack here.
Is that it?
Yeah. Which is every variety of sunflowers that we carry.
All right.
And let's draw a name for that. Who we got?
We got Randy Cribbs.
Randy Cribbs. Congratulations, Randy.
I'm going to take them names out as we draw them.
Yeah. Yeah. Take Randy's name out. Okay. We got some more seed packets. Packet here. Hand me the sunflowers so we don't give them away twice. Okay. That's going to Randy. What we got there? We got a pepper variety pack. Grab that one.
Let's do the lettuce next.
Okay.
Let's in order here. We'll stay on track that way. Lettuce variety pack. There's how many in there? A bunch.
That's every variety of lettuce we carry. And it I know it's probably not time to plant lettuce right now, but they're good to the fall. So who wins a lettuce variety pack?
Laura Pickard.
Congratulations, Laura.
Pepper variety pack. Again, that's all the peppers. There's several peppers.
That's all of them.
Several in there. Man, that's a lot of peppers. Pepper variety pack. I'm going to go ahead and draw that. We can get a roll in here.
Who we got?
Over the Garden Gate.
Over the Garden Gate. That must be their YouTube name. So congratulations to Over the Garden Gate. Okay, what else? We got a few more seed packets there?
Yeah, we're going to do them next.
Yeah, let's go and do those, then we'll get into. This is a summer squash variety pack.
Summer squash, several seed packs in there. Jimmy.
Bro.
I think Jimmy's from Louisiana. B-R-E-A-U-X.
Congratulations, Jimmy. Put this over here. Okay.
Another seed pack we got is the squash.
It's a winter squash.
Winter squash. That's the Blue Bayou on front there. I got mine up and growing good. Several of those in there again.
Okay. Get us another name out of there. Barrett Foley. Congratulations, Barrett. Okay, we got one more seed
collection.
So this is our new pollinator collection. Just hit the site this past week. Nice little collection of 7 seed packs to get some pollinators in your garden.
I'm having trouble with my gallus today.
Falling over. Who we got?
We have got Andrew Powell.
Andrew Powell. Congratulations, Andrew. Okay, give one. That's all the seeds. Now we're gonna get into some
fertilizer.
Bigger stuff here.
We got a big bag, a 10 pound bag.
10 pound bag, a 2020.
TJ Lee.
TJ Lee got some fertilizer. Congratulations, TJ. All right.
And let's do the Chilean nitrate next.
Okay, so.
10 pound bag of Chilean nitrate.
Now that new packaging looks good.
Ooh, ain't that sharp. Becky Kennedy Miller. I think she's a local girl.
Becky Kennedy Miller. There's some corn fertilizer. Okay, let's do this. Where'd that jug though? Right down there.
Okay.
Let's do that one next.
I'm gonna fall out. All right.
So a gallon jug of our new Micro Boost fertilizer.
Chris Smith.
Going to him. Okay, what else we got there?
We got the single tine.
We got a short one and a long one. Let's give away the short one first.
Short one?
So the short single tine cultivator.
And we're giving away a lot of stuff.
We are.
Jessica Sanders.
Jessica Sanders, congratulations.
Now let's do the long version of this.
Okay.
I squint my eyes, that way I'm not looking.
Yep.
Jackie Ashley. All right, we ain't got one in here. We're gonna give away our new Hall stirrup hose.
And man, those things have
those are nice.
Been popular.
Popular. And that's going to Rhonda Nichols.
Rhonda Nichols gets a brand new Hall stirrup hose.
8 mil drip irrigation kit. Now this is nearly a $200 value. We're giving away a lot of stuff. That's nearly $200 worth we're giving away right here in this one draw right here.
One drawing. Who we got?
Roger Cunningham
gets a drip kit.
And this finale is a single wheel hoe.
Okay, a single wheel hoe.
Over $200 value.
Who we got here?
Let's make this good.
Make it good. Don't look.
I ain't looking. Chaz Tuck.
Chaz Tuck. All right, I tell you what. Let's give away a double wheel hoe too.
You're killing me. Well, she did. Oh, there it is. JP.
Just JP. Okay. So if your name goes by JP,
I think that's enough.
Think that's enough?
We doing it today, man. We kicked it up a notch.
All right. So really enjoyed the giveaway.
Yep.
Giveaway. I got these at least 10 or 11 things there. So thank you all for participating with the show. It's been a great year. We're looking forward to many more years. Keep the comments, keep the shares coming. Tell us what you want to talk about in future shows.
Good deal. Thank y'all very much.
If we drew your name, give us a call. It sends an email, claim your prize, and we will see you guys next week.
Take care.